poem or the poet, because here there is no syllabus in BA Part 2 from where the multiple choice question, you know, the objective question will be asked. Which it is the matter of entire history of the literature from Elizabethan age to modern age. So you should not be confused. The questions will, objective questions will come only from the degree part 2, paper 3rd and paper 4th theory. Because objective questions and the major portion will just the half of your syllabus will be covered by the objective questions as per the latest norms of the UGC, the UGC guidelines, you know, as the new is very lovely, you know, coming into the next paper. So it's more about the poet. After that, you also know about, in the same manner, you know, about the novelist and the dramatist and the essay. Now, again, you know, be very specialized, you know, when you talk about the book matter. You people only know that the questions which come from Macbeth by William Shakespeare. The questions will come from Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. The question will come from the prose down the area. So it is quite fact, obviously, the questions will come from each book. Despite this fact here, you know, some of the objective questions, because it's a matter of the multiple choice question, it will cross the boundary of the syllabus of the BA Part 2, and it will cover your entire very strange theory. That's why I'm talking about it. The major poet, major novelist, major dramatist, major essayist, and major critic theory. In course of discussion or talking to all of you, here I talk about the mystic drug, and some extent you people confuse, you know, and you ask the question. No problem. So now, you know, come to the point and talk about the Macbeth. First of all, you know, who has written the Macbeth? The answer will be William Shakespeare.
Yes, sir.
What is the period of William Shakespeare? William Shakespeare belongs to this period. This is the matter of his essay. In the book Macbeth, it is not written. Almost all the things which you are going to talk about. So, you know about Shakespeare. How many dramas Shakespeare has written? How many essays Shakespeare has written? How many poems in sonnets Shakespeare has written? But here it is your syllabus Macbeth. So, not necessarily the questions will come from Macbeth, but questions will cover all the aspects of William Shakespeare as a dramatist, as a sonneteer, as an essay. Some extent here. So, most of the historians and critics, you know, not having very clear idea about his essays written by him. So, Macbeth, you know about Shakespeare and life is far. The question will come, what was the life span of William Shakespeare? So you know, 1564 to 1616, this is the one of the questions. The life span. How many sonnets were written by William Shakespeare? This is the second objective question. Though it is not in your syllabus. In your syllabus only you discuss Macbeth. But here you know, Shakespeare has written 154 sonnets. And 154 sonnets, few sonnets are dedicated to dark lady, few sonnets are dedicated to the boy, and few sonnets are still unknown. So these are the questions, you know, objective questions. The next aspect is that when Macbeth was published, you have to know the publication date of Macbeth. And this question is, you know, preceding to Macbeth. And you have to know before and after. And before the publication of Macbeth, and after the publication of Macbeth, which drama was published, you have also to know. So, just you remember here, you know, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth. And this is the first thing. First, you know, business end, this trading end. So first there is no. And then what is